Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski and I am with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption and have assisted over 5,200 women to make private adoption plans for their children into loving homes. Since 1990, Adoption Associates has advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping families grow through the adoption process is very important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the Mid-Michigan Saginaw region, and our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this podcast program. So we are very thankful to you, our listeners, for being with us today. We do hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. Today, we are talking with Jamie and Caitlin about their experience with modern adoption. At first glance, adoption may seem to some like a very complicated and overwhelming process. For both birth parents and adoptive parents, but many people are surprised to learn of the choices that are available in today's modern adoptions. And so we are going to be having a conversation with Jamie and Caitlin about their experience. And I'd like to go ahead and welcome both of these ladies to the show. I believe you're both online. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much, both of you, for coming on the podcast and talking about your personal experience. And I'd like to get started, if you could, Caitlin, with you, and I'd like you to share a little bit about your experience with learning that you were pregnant and your circumstances, if you wouldn't mind, your initial thoughts.
Yeah, I found out I was pregnant around this time, two years ago. And my daughter's father and I were together, but he had family out in California. So he was moving home, really shortly after we found out. But it was a very exciting time. It was nerve wracking. I was only 23. But I knew from the second I found out that I loved that child more than anything in this world. So it was scary having to go through the doctor's appointments at the beginning all by myself and kind of playing it by ear with her dad because he worked a lot and so he wasn't really able to be there or kind of be there. So I was really on my own from the beginning, but it was an exciting experience. And
okay, did you have any initial concerns or thoughts when you learned of your pregnancy?
No, I didn't really think much of it. I was just really excited. I figured I had 9 months to figure things out. So
okay.
I took in the excitement of it at first.
Okay. And when did you first begin having thoughts of adoption?
I talked a little about it with my parents. Her dad talked about it with my parents as well. Him and I really didn't talk about it until a couple months into the pregnancy. It was a really sore subject, especially for me, because I'm adopted myself, so it's nothing that I wasn't used to hearing or learning all the time about. And it was actually Jamie's brother that kind of brought the idea, and I talked with him more than everybody else about it, because he had let me know that his sister, Jamie, and her husband were filing to do a private adoption. So that kind of helped me find my way into, like, who do I talk to and where do I go? Like, what's my first step?
Okay. So you were adoption-minded, but you weren't super sure, you know, what to do or how to go
right
about that. And just to be clear, you didn't already know Jamie at that point. It sounds like you knew her brother.
Correct.
Okay. And what did you have any fears or worries when considering in those early days making an adoption plan for your baby?
Yeah, I figured I mean, I knew that there was a such thing as an open adoption, but I tend to, you know, read up on things like everybody else does, and all I heard was, you know, not positive things about it, so I really didn't want to do it, and I knew I definitely didn't want to have a closed adoption because I definitely wanted to be in my child's life. I met my birth parents really late in my life, like when I was 17 or 18, and I really wish I would have known them growing up because it kind of gave me a better idea of where I came from. So I wanted to, you know, give Evelyn the benefit of the doubt in doing that. So I decided that open adoption was the right thing to do, but it definitely took a lot of reading up on and studying and to figure out which was what was best.
Okay. Okay. And then the time came and it was through Jamie's brother. Was he, did you say he was a coworker? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, we were coworkers.
Okay. Okay. And so the time came that I guess he introduced you guys. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe he gave Jamie my number and we just started texting. And we talked for a couple weeks and then we all decided to meet up for lunch. And so then we all met each other.
Okay. And so, Jamie, for you, I'm wondering, we've heard from Caitlin a little bit about what led up to this connection. What was this time like for you, though, from the perspective of hearing from your brother? And I'm wondering what was going through your mind and where you were at in all of this.
So for us, we had just completed our home study through Adoption Associates, and we had just actually became an active family a couple of weeks prior to my brother telling me about Caitlin. And so for us, we were really early in our adoption process, and for us, it was kind of a little bit exciting and scary because we didn't think it was going to happen quite that fast. From all of the research we had done, you know, families wait years to find a match. So we were a little bit hesitant about it, that it just kind of seemed surreal a little bit. And my brother connected us, and like Caitlin said, we just started developing a relationship and connecting with each other. So overall, I feel like the time in the beginning was really exciting. There was a lot of hope and just a lot of us developing that initial connection. It was still early on in her pregnancy. So when we first met Caitlin, she was only, I think, somewhere between 3 and 4 months pregnant. And so there was a lot of time left for her to make her decision. So for us at that time, we just kind of focused on getting to know her and building our relationship with her.
Okay. And Caitlin, what do you remember about that time or about meeting the adoptive parents for the first time?
It was exciting. It was very scary. I remember driving to the restaurant and just wanting to turn around because I'm not really good at meeting new people. And I figured, you know, this just wasn't meeting new people. This was meeting, you know, potential parents for your unborn child. And that's exciting. But, you know, I just put my big girl pants on and I went, and I'm so happy I did.
Awesome. Did anyone go with you or were you alone?
No, I went all by myself.
Okay. Do you guys remember, either of you, how long that first meeting lasted?
I think we were there for a couple of hours.
Yeah,
I think we had lunch and we were there for at least 2 hours.
So a lot of people think maybe that meeting is awkward or weird or strained.
Mm-hmm.
Either of you want to talk about that? What was this time like meeting one another for the first time?
All I really remember, I'm really weird about making eye contact with people. So my first thought was, like, these people are going to think I'm so weird because I can't look them in the eyes. And also, I stutter sometimes. And so I remember texting Mitch, who's Evelyn's dad, that I was just going to stutter the whole time I was there. But I think it was more like a sense of comfortability. Like, everything just seemed okay.
Okay. Any thoughts on your end, Jamie, from what you recall?
Yeah, I didn't notice any of that from Caitlin's perspective, all of her worries, that we didn't pick any of that up at the time. And for us, I feel like it was kind of like a first date kind of situation. I feel like there was a lot of that a lot of those kind of first questions, you know, what are your interests? What do you do for work? What do you, you know, all of that, just really building a good foundation. But I think it was just a really, really neat connection from the beginning.
Awesome. And so you guys were getting to know each other on that first get together. But I want to talk a little more about the time during the pregnancy and how you continued to remain in contact with one another. And I think you've both shared off air with me kind of some things that you continued to do as you were learning more about one another and getting to know each other. And I think, Jamie, you had a story, or one of you may have, about a party or a shower or something like that. Will you talk about that a minute?
Yeah. So for the pregnancy, there were a lot of emotions throughout it, but most of it was just happiness and excitement. With Caitlin, she really included us through a lot of her pregnancy, more so than we would have ever imagined that we would have been able to be a part of. And so meeting her in the beginning of her pregnancy, she invited us to ultrasounds and doctor's appointments and really allowed us to be a part of her pregnancy experience, which was really, really special to us. And then for the gender reveal, so we ended up going to the 20-week ultrasound with her. And so during that, we were able to see Evelyn on the ultrasound for the first time, which was really, really neat. And then after that, Caitlin had the gender in an envelope, and we did a gender reveal dinner where she had a cake made, and it was a wrapped cake. So when they brought the cake out, she actually had my husband and I unwrap the cake to find out that we were having a girl. And so it was a really, really special bond kind of that she did for us. So that was very nice.
Wow. That is super nice. Caitlin, how did you come to that decision?
Which part?
The whole gender reveal and the cake and having them participate. And that just something that you thought about as a nice thing to do? Or?
Well, being pregnant at such a young age, I had so much fun. I really did enjoy every second of being pregnant. And when I found out that, you know, Jamie and Derek couldn't conceive kids, I wanted her to be a part of it as much as she could. Like, I wanted her to experience every single part that I was experiencing, because it's, you know, her daughter too. So she deserved to be there for all the doctor's appointments, to know what was going on. I didn't know half of the medical terms, and she was always there to answer them. So I definitely wanted to make the gender reveal, you know, for everybody, and I was able to bring my best friend along, and my family was there, and they were there. So I figured that would be, you know, the icing on the cake, no pun intended, but I thought that would be super fun for them because, you know, it's their baby and I'm the one that gets to feel it. So they deserve to be the ones to find out, you know, the gender of what they're going to have and the lucky child that they get to raise.
That's awesome, Caitlin. And I think, again, you know, we talked earlier about modern adoption, and I think this is just one example of that, how you have included them, or do you included them during the pregnancy, and all of this is very, very gracious of you. And I can tell from Jamie's perspective, it meant a great deal to them as well. I do want to shift gears a little bit and move our conversation into the time at the hospital. And we know that hospital experiences can be pretty emotional times for many people. Can we talk about what this experience was like for each of you? Maybe Caitlin, if you'd like to go first, that would be fine.
Yeah, well, Mitchell was lucky enough to be able to fly home to be there for the birth. And I definitely wanted Jamie and Derek there as well. They do live pretty far, so thankfully the hospital was really accommodating when it came to, like, giving them a bed to sleep in. They were up in the middle of the night making sure I was okay. I mean, that was a scary time. I was induced. I was sent home. So we kind of did the hospital thing twice, but they were there every step of the way. They were very kind and nurturing as well, because that was a time that, you know, I didn't really want to deal with my family, and I just wanted, like, the three main people that were going to be in Evelyn's life there. So they were awesome. They hung out with us in the hospital room. They went and got us dinner and They were really awesome. It was a fun time. I know everybody thinks of giving birth as like really scary and painful, but we made it fun.
Nice, nice. Did you have any points in time, either there or as it was time to leave the hospital, that you found yourself having a hard time emotionally or feeling sad about the adoption?
I don't think, I mean, I'm sure I was pretty sad, but with all the, you know, hormones going on, I didn't know what was right and what was wrong. I was pretty angry at everybody. Just because of sleep deprivation, and I was pretty rude to everybody too. But it kind of hit after, but thankfully I had Mitch there, and, you know, we went and grabbed dinner and we talked about it. And it was weird going from, you know, 10 minutes before holding Evelyn, then leaving and not having her, or having her in my stomach. So that's something that I had to get used to. But even a day after, when Jamie went and took the baby to visit all of her cousins and aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas, she sent pictures, and I just knew that, you know, everybody else was so happy, and I just had to reflect on, you know, look at what I just did. Look at the life I just gave to a whole other family that would soon to be part of my family. So it was a really joyous moment, but it was scary. It was sad at times. I did cry a lot, but, you know, it was more just happy tears at that point.
Mm-hmm. And overall, it sounds like you had a sense and a recognition of what a wonderful and loving decision you had made for your daughter.
Yeah, and everybody around me didn't fail to remind me every day. There's never been a moment where I've regretted it at all. Now, I sometimes think back and wonder, you know, how did I come to this decision? And then I reflect on everything, and I know that there isn't anything else that would have been better.
Very nice. Thank you for sharing that. Jamie, what about from your perspective? What was this hospital time like for you and your husband?
Yeah, so the hospital time, there were a lot of emotions. The hospital part was they were very accommodating. They gave us a room to stay in right close to Caitlin's. And so that part was a little bit hard to, it was a good time for bonding with Caitlin and Mitch. However, we didn't want to be overbearing. So to give her space and to be there, it was hard to know the balance of what to do, but I think it went well. We did a lot of texting, but it was nice to be there to support her through the birth. And then, you know, there's a lot of excitement when Evelyn finally arrived. So it just kind of went through a whole spectrum of emotions while we were there. And then we could definitely feel the sadness from Caitlin a little bit. And so there was some empathy and all of the emotions that she was going through, because we really do. At that point, we had spent months building a relationship with Caitlin. And so there was a deep connection that we had and a love that we had for Caitlin and her choice of choosing, just being selfless and choosing an adoption plan for her child. But we also could see how much she loved Evelyn. And so it just really, really added into the depth of the emotions surrounding the situation.
Definitely. And Jamie, most people who have been touched by adoption have recognized or have a recognition and awareness about some of the misunderstandings or misconceptions that the general public have about adoption, particularly openness in adoption or the motivation of a birth mother in making an adoption decision. Would you mind exploring that a little bit, sharing what your thoughts are on these issues?
Yeah, I definitely think from our perspective in our adoption journey that people do still have some misconceptions about a birth parent and the sense of giving up a child. And that really isn't how it is at all, especially in our situation. I think it's healthy for the people around us to see our experience and to know know from our situation that Caitlin chose the adoption plan for Evelyn because of her love for Evelyn and that she desires to be present in Evelyn's life. So I think from our situation, I think people are surprised a little bit about the openness, because I do think it is more of that modern aspect. It's not something that people have seen a lot of in the past with adoptions. And so seeing Caitlin and her family being involved in Evelyn's life, and we try to include them and make them important for Evelyn's sake. And it really is that, you know, Caitlin mentioned earlier, her and her family have become an extension of our family. Just because we all share in creating a special bond with Evelyn and loving her. And so it really, really builds that relationship and that trust that we have with each other.
Really nice, really nice. And you guys are certainly demonstrating that. I hear you, and I hope our listeners do too, describe the relationship as it was built from the first meeting to the hospital to where you are now, and we'll talk a little more about that. But I do appreciate your candidness about that. Caitlin, overall, when you look back on your adoption plan, how do you feel about the process? I know you mentioned earlier that you've never regretted it at all, but I'm curious about the process or the worries that maybe you had in the beginning as compared to the reality of what has come. Would you share your thoughts about that a bit?
Yeah, I didn't. Can you rephrase the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. My questions sometimes rattle on too long. I have been told that, so sorry. I know that you mentioned earlier that you had no regrets about this decision, but overall, when you look back on the actual process from, you know, meeting the adoptive parents and then the time getting to know them during the pregnancy and then moving forward into the hospital and afterwards, when you look back on that entire process, how do you feel about it now, and also in comparison to what you kind of thought an adoption plan, what it meant in your mind?
It was really awesome. I always figured that, like, I would go into a building and I'd pick a family out and I'd, like, meet them at that building with somebody in the room. Like, I thought it was very kind of, like, sheltered almost. I figured
like
there
cold.
Was going to be, yeah, like a lawyer behind your back the whole time. And, you know, tons of paperwork. Not as much like one-on-one time and like getting to know them time. I thought it was very structured. But it was like free-flowing. It everything just kind of fell into place.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. So much more natural and easy than you thought, it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a ton of court dates and, you know, a ton of stuff, like bad stuff, negative stuff. Forms and all that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it just
like
didn't end up being that way.
You're literally signing a baby over. Like, that's almost what I thought it was like at first, but it wasn't like that at all.
And instead, it sounds like what you found is that it's very relationship-based. Is that right?
Yeah.
Like in terms of the relationship you have?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and it's been 1 year now, I believe you guys said earlier, and I would love to, we are rounding out here now towards the end of our program, but I would like to take some time to hear from both of you about what things look like these days, now that it's been a year, and as well as any hopes that you each may have for the future.
Everything since Evelyn has been born has been so wonderful. It is so much more than I would have ever thought. We do a lot together. We celebrate the holidays together. We had Evelyn's birthday. We take frequent trips to the zoo. We did a walking thing throughout the zoo a couple weeks ago. We go to pumpkin patches. We do a lot together. Our families spend time together. Evelyn's mom or Evelyn's grandma and my mom spend time together. I mean, everybody we all just connect And, you know, we never really have to plan a date to hang out. It's always, you know, we just make our schedules work and we do something. So it's all really easy and it's so much fun.
That's really nice to hear. I like that. Jamie, what about you? How are things these days? And then hopes for the future as you think in the years ahead?
Yeah, so we definitely do have a good bond with Caitlin and her family. And it's just kind of something that has happened very naturally and just kind of slid into how our life is. And it is really fun, including them and Evelyn's big life events, her birthday parties and her baptisms and just enjoying those things together. It just feels natural to us. We definitely have to work on building and nurturing the relationship, but it is something that has been very easy to do. And I just hope in the future we can continue to do so and share fun moments with Evelyn as she has nice life events that we can all celebrate with her and be there for her.
Thank you so much. You guys have really talk today about some of the important aspects in what we call modern adoption and how these experiences that you have are not adoption of the past, adoption that some people kind of think what today's adoptions are. And so you've enlightened me and hopefully our listeners as well as the importance of this relationship. And you've said how naturally that has developed over time. But your story is really wonderful. And I very much appreciate both of you taking the time to come on the program and talk to us about it today. So my thanks.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
So for those of you that are listening, interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, we would be happy to answer your questions or talk with you. And you can reach the agency at 800-677-2367. Do continue to follow Adoption Associates, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our Blog Talk Radio program. You can also connect with Adoption Associates on our website at adoptionassociates.net. We will continue to bring new programming to our podcast on Tuesdays throughout the month. And we would love to hear from you as we continue to listen, learn, and grow together in adoption with Adoption Focus Podcast. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.